This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Scorpio full moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Scorpio full moon takes place on April 21st or 22nd, 2016 at 10:23 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:23 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 5:23 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 2 degrees Taurus 30, 2 degrees Scorpio 30 minutes. Every full moon cliche is coming out with this month's Scorpio full moon. Over-the-top emotional outpourings, reality TV spilling over into real life, emergency rooms beyond capacity, long simmering pots boiling over with primal impulses, obsessions, and toxic waste, instant clarity, if not karma. It's a howl-worthy moon, bringing out the werewolf in each of us. You'd think it was Halloween, so thin is the veil between the worlds, not to mention between sanity and utter lunacy. Hold on to that parallel. Halloween's a time to live with, play with, and take charge of things that scare us, and this full moon offers that gift as well. Intense, dark, and potentially scary are the province of any Scorpio full moon, but this one is extreme. It coincides with a cosmic drill boring deeper and deeper into situations, into patterns, and into our very beings. Resistance is futile. We have no option but to submit. The two forces behind the drill are this moon's modern and traditional rulers, Pluto and Mars, both of which have just gone retrograde. They embody will and aggression, mere mortal level and higher level, and their drive to achieve and acquire and survive is spinning in place under this moon before each of them moves backwards over territory we have already covered. What they're triggering has been building for years. Pluto's hitting a sore point that's been getting a pounding for 4 years or more. We are all too aware of some of what's surfacing and are ready to let it, almost to the point of desperation. Even let it go. The gods of war and death are not merely making purging and release possible, but are also packaging that option as appealing and desirable, which might inspire the occasional outcry of, "Make it quit!" This moon is also summoning a cosmic zombie invasion, as matters we thought were dead and buried are now rising up, standing in our way, and in some cases, coming after us. Tricks of perception are in the mix as well. Your worst fear materializing in front of you, then turning out to be a weirdly shaped stain or a pile of leaves when the lights go on. All of this comes with spaciness. Anyone else losing track of objects, not to mention their mind? And details bordering on the surreal. Sex toys, sex practices, and a candidate's nude portrait showing up in political discourse? How so? Very Scorpionic. And potential for profound, nigh-on magical healing. Credit for this goes to the unimpeded flow between Pluto in structure-loving Capricorn and Chiron in all-encompassing Pisces. Chiron was an immortal who became human to be able to die and gain relief from a wound that would not heal. He embodies both an abiding wound and coming to peace with it by accepting and mastering physicality. The link between Pluto and Chiron has been in place for months, and Pluto's turnaround is making the water swirl a bit just now, creating currents for particles that have been lurking below to emerge. As they bob to the surface, a cleanup crew is in place. Jupiter in Virgo, himself retrograde for weeks now, is at the ready to turn his fix-it tear to Pluto's ends. This offer is the silver lining in any darkness summoned by this moon. So is the healing link to Chiron. Grab it. Work it. Ask for help. Take a baby step. Dive into whatever yawning crevice has opened before you. This opportunity aspect between Jupiter and Pluto makes transformation and renewal possible with ease and efficiency and results that border on miracles. Go beyond appearances. This moon holds the power to move beyond treating symptoms to addressing their causes. This factors instinctive, persistent reactions and patterns into the cleanup. Thinking and attitudes play a huge role as well. Not everything that comes up now will be life and death or even high-level drama or the stuff of a B terror film, or even particularly terrifying or painful. Some of it involves evaluating return on investment and rectifying accounts, emotional and energetic, as well as financial. Don't discount the seemingly trivial. It carries a potential for clearing, releasing, and healing, whether anyone's screaming or crying or writhing in agony or not. In some way, every incident entails an evolve or die moment. Every emotion, every outburst, every loss of conscious control comes with the invitation to deal with long-standing matters once and for all. Clean the closet. Take out the garbage. Dump the baggage. So what if you've done this before? Another round of cleaning is in order now. This moon has the tools and the motivation to go deeper, more effectively, and more efficiently. Don't take the process so seriously either. Dress up. Have fun. Laugh at the over-the-top developments, at the absurd intensity, and most of all, at yourself. Let your inner werewolf out and howl. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. If you visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, you can sign up for my weekly mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.